Welcome, welcome everyone. My name is Sean, and today I want to give you an update on the squatter situation. I want to talk about the legislation signed into law by Governor Ron DeSantis, why I think overall it's actually pretty good legislation, and how, of course, there's always a left-wing person. There's always somebody who's going to be on the other side of that issue, and today that person is one of our favorites, Jessica Burbank, who has a litany of excuses and made-up non-facts for why squatting is actually really good. And you know those stories about people stealing homes that you heard about that are proven out by the facts? Well, Jessica Burbank has made up facts, things that are definitely not true at all whatsoever, in order to contradict that, because stealing property, perfectly fine. You get arrested for trying to take back your home, she's a-okay with that, because again, no matter what people tell you about how there's no real people on the other side of this issue, they definitely are. They're definitely on the far left, and we're going to show you perfect examples of their bad argumentation. But before we get into that, I want to say thank you to everyone who signed up over on actualjusticewarrior.com/join.
Give me the money. Give me the money. Okay.
And remind you that on Saturday, April 27th in Austin, Texas, Vulcan Gas Company, I will be at Mines Fest. Link to tickets in the description. Use code AJW for 20% off.
Florida Governor Ron DeSantis has signed legislation increasing penalties for squatting or living in an empty area or piece of land without the permission of the owner. Per News Nation, the law increases penalties for squatting and makes it easier for property owners to have squatters evicted from their homes.
You are not going to be able to commandeer somebody's private property and expect to get away with it. We are, in the state of Florida, ending the squatter scam once and for all.
The new law would allow police in Florida to immediately remove squatters.
So yeah, Ron DeSantis signs a piece of legislation into law to make it easier for homeowners to evict illegal squatters, not tenants. And then it also, on top of that, makes it a criminal offense to forge documents, a more serious one, and charges them for damaging your property over the amount of $1,000. Now, the reason for this is because if you look into these squatter scams, these squatters are actually incentivized to damage your property, drag out the legal process as long as possible, cost the homeowner or the property owner as much money as possible in order to get a settlement. There's actually a parody video of this squatting situation that I've referenced over and over and over again.
Next, I forged some documents. This made it look like I had a lease agreement, and I called the utility companies and had the utilities put in my name. I'm not going to pay them, but they don't know that. When the owner showed up, I politely explained that this was my house now, and they need to leave. So they call the police, and I show them my lease agreement and the utility bills, and they tell the owner that this is a civil matter and they've got to sue me.
Where it shows that in many of these places, these tenants' rights attorneys end up representing them for free on the taxpayer dime.
This made the owner super angry, so she lawyers up and tries to evict me. Of course, I can't afford a lawyer, so I call up a tenant advocacy group who gives me a lawyer that's 100% free and funded by taxpayers. So my out-of-pocket is still $0. So this lawyer fights on my behalf for months and months, really driving the owner crazy and costing her tens of thousands of dollars. Finally, the owner decided it would be cheaper to just give me a chunk of cash to leave rather than continue paying the lawyer. So she writes me a check for $10,000 and I move out.
So essentially what has been created is a no cost, no consequences crime where people can extort property owners for tens of thousands of dollars. It would seem like nobody would be against this, but of course, our hero Jessica Burbank, the person who thinks communism is a good idea, is against this.
Now Ron DeSantis referred to squatting as a fad in Florida, now removing squatters rather than having them go through a formal eviction process. It will also make a felony for anyone to do $1,000 of damage or more to the property, News Nation reports. Now, I'm confused, Robbie. I thought that squatters' rights was basically the entire premise of Florida. Wouldn't it belong to the Apalachee and the other tribes that were there if it weren't for the premise of, well, we've been here a while, it's basically ours? I'm a little bit confused. It sounds hypocritical to me.
Oh, that's the line you're taking with this. Very creative, Jessica.
Yeah, so Jessica immediately opens up with peak stupid, which is, what about the Native Americans? What about the Native Americans? And to people who actually say this thing, to people who do these land acknowledgments, do me a favor, leave the United States of America. If you want to play that game, Jessica, if you want to be like, oh, well, the natives ended up losing this to the evil white colonizers, therefore, we don't really own the land, therefore, there's no property rights in the United States of America, then please let anybody who wants to go in, a Native American, move into your property, take over your stuff, and put your ass out on the street. Live up to your values instead of making up this stupid nonsense about how, oh, because land was conquered, which, by the way, is true of every piece of land everywhere in the world, the Native tribes that were in Florida before the Spaniards, before it was a part of the United States of America, they're the ones that conquered the other Native tribes. Therefore, we can't have property rights.
Now, I'm confused, Robbie. I thought that squatters' rights was basically the entire premise of Florida. Wouldn't it belong to the Apalachee and the other tribes that were there if it weren't for the premise of, well, we've been here a while, it's basically ours? I'm a little bit confused.
This is genuinely peak Ivy League educated and not connected to the real world kind of thinking, and that's exactly what we would expect from an elitist like Jessica Burbank. She went to Brown University, so she considers the plight of the brave, noble, savage Native Americans, and honestly, nothing is really fair unless we say, wow, wasn't it sad for the natives? People's homes are being stolen right now. People's property is being stolen right now. If something was stolen from Jessica Burbank, I guarantee you, she'd be the first one to call 911. She would be begging them to get it back. She would be whining and complaining about it because it would be so unjust to her. Yet when you get your property stolen, and some of these situations are absolutely tragic, people save up their whole lives or their parents died, then they have to deal with these criminals stealing their property, dragging them through eviction court through 2 years and extorting them for money. Now all of a sudden it's perfectly fine because the natives, so sad.
Well, look, we can give back the entire state of Florida to those people, I guess. That's fine. That doesn't really seem like a workable solution. I think that was long ago enough now that it's safely in the past, whereas someone, in many cases, an illegal immigrant. There's a lot of concerns about this in New York City and other places. There was a recent viral TikTok post by an illegal immigrant telling others to start occupying empty buildings. And then if you're there for a certain amount of time, there's nothing the legal system can do to get rid of you. You know, I have a lot of sympathy for what was done to the Native American people a gazillion years ago, sure.
So I just want to address this right off the top because this is a bit of fear-mongering or scaremongering, if I'm being perfectly honest. But there is an illegal migrant, a Venezuelan national, who in Spanish on TikTok was explaining that any occupied dwelling could be taken over and it would be given over to the person that came here illegally. Now, this did happen. This video was posted. But to be clear, it seems like the people who are taking over these properties are not illegal immigrants disproportionately. That might be the case. That's one of the reasons why it's important to take down videos like this, because we all know how messaging getting into Latin America ends up impacting the behavior of the migrants, and you don't want this to be a belief. But to be clear, this issue happens a lot more often with citizens, and there's also a bunch of different ridiculous groups that we've covered, like Moorish sovereign citizens that think that black people are immune from all laws, or regular sovereign citizens, which are disproportionately white people, or regular ordinary scammers, and in a lot of the cases that we covered, they happen to be Latinos, so my people are doing this, thus I am guilty, because we all know that you are responsible for all the crimes of the same people that share your ethnic origin. So that situation in Queens, where some guy named Rodriguez ended up taking a Latin woman's home, I was both the victim and the perpetrator in that instance. But yeah, it's not an illegal immigrant issue. I think we should kind of move past that, punish that guy. I would deport that guy that was advocating for that, show him that we don't deal with squatters in the United States of America. But yeah, it's a problem nationwide.
But right now, here in the moment now, facilitating from a legal perspective, allowing people who have no claim and no right to other people's property, to their homes, to live there, and you can't do, the person who actually owns the space can't do anything, even if they're wrecking the space, even if they're destroying it, making it disgusting, is something that I think the overwhelming majority of Americans, Republicans and Democrats, have a huge problem with and will appreciate people like, in this case, Ron DeSantis, taking efforts to address.
So to be clear, there are instances where squatters are drug users and they're just destroying the property because they're destroying the property. But one of the things that Robbie is overlooking, and one of the things that Jessica doesn't give a damn about because she doesn't care about your rights, she's a socialist. If she cared about human rights, she wouldn't be a socialist, is the fact that these people are incentivized in order to create problems for the property owner. For instance, in New York and in a lot of these states, it's illegal once these these people are claiming to be tenants for you to cut off their utility. So what ends up happening is people tend to run up the utility bills to make it more cost prohibitive for the landlord or for the property owner, because a lot of times they do this in private homes, so that they're incentivized to settle. Remember, we covered this story out in Douglas in New York. Elderly couple buys a home for their Down syndrome son so that they could take care of him. They picked a home in a neighborhood with their son who didn't have Down syndrome because they're expecting at some point in time to pass away, and they wanted to make the transition as easy as possible for their son with a disability. Well, some guy took over that particular property and he's running the AC, running the heat, opening all the windows, and they're getting $2,400 electric bills a month.
Meanwhile, they've been paying all the bills.
Leaving windows wide open 24 hours.
Including thousands of dollars in utilities.
And I'm telling you, I pay electric bills to the same company. I live in New York City. I have a poorly insulated apartment. It's nowhere near as big as this, but I guarantee you that is way too high for that home on a normal basis. But when you're running the AC, when you have the windows open, when you're running the heat constantly 24/7, that's what you get. This is part of an extortion scheme.
Yes, I think there's a big problem with people who are making policy, people who are elites, who are politicians, who are very rich, looking upon working class people that are oftentimes one accident away from becoming homeless, losing their homes.
So first things first, Jessica's saying, oh, you have all these elites making policy, making decisions. There is no more elitist position. Let me state that again. No more elitist position than the one that she's taking, that your private property rights don't matter, that you, as a regular citizen who might own property, somebody breaks into your home, they take it over. You can't afford high power attorneys. You have to drag it through the courts, potentially go bankrupt, pay the bills of these criminals. That is the most elitist position that you could possibly have. This is the exact kind of stupid trains of thought that you learn at places like Brown University. And wouldn't you know it, Miss Ivy League over here went to Brown University to become a socialist.
And there are a lot of vacant units across the United States of America that are not being used, that are not being developed, that are not some kind of investment property that a single family depends upon. And of course, it does make sense when we have a homelessness crisis in the United States of America to allow people to move into those empty properties.
No, it doesn't make sense. Not at all whatsoever. Now, Ron DeSantis in his speech actually described squatters' rights and the purpose of them from way back in the day pretty well in his speech. It's almost identical to the explanation that I gave. It was actually kind of weird watching him explain why he's signing this law, because he cited the cases that I cited and gave the explanation of squatters' rights and how it was supposed to work versus how it's actually working, which I found to be fascinating and weird. Maybe a DeSantis staffer or speechwriter actually watches this channel. But yeah, this is absurd. Homeless people should not be breaking into other people's property, taking it over, trashing the place in extortion schemes. And by the way, a lot of people who are genuinely struggling would never even consider this. This is scammers. We see serial squatters doing this over and over again, but Jessica's trying to make a delineation that if you own too many properties, then therefore your rights should be subordinated to these criminals, even though that's a completely unworkable system. And later on, she's going to defend criminals who took a property from an individual, because Jessica doesn't care about property rights. Her entry point is to say corporate landlords, because oh my God, aren't corporations so scary? Aren't you scared of corporations out there? Man, corporations so bad. I don't even know what to do. The corporations, man. It's just companies so evil.
Now, I think where this law comes into play and where we've seen a lot of reporting on cable news across the country around squatting is when it is a single family home that does have an owner who's away for 2 weeks at a time. And they come home and the locks have been changed. And because of the amount of time it takes for law enforcement and the legal, you know, process to take effect, for the courts to process documents and things of this nature, it's already past the time period where the squatters would need to occupy the space before they gain legal rights over the space. I think that's a situation where laws like this are necessary. But using situations like that to prevent people from occupying the entirely vacant units that have abandoned for a period of time and having a home rather than living on the streets, I think that's really bad policy.
Yeah, Jessica, no, you're completely wrong. You see, right now, I live in a building that's owned by a person, like a individual landlord and all that. That's how I got this space. But my fiance lived in one of these corporate buildings before. And guess what? There was a squatter on her floor, a criminal person who was scamming the system. He was trashing the area, led to an infestation that affected all these other units. But we're not supposed to care about the fact that it took years to get that individual individual out because, oh, it's just a corporate building. I mean, all the amenities and services for the building ended up getting destroyed. This guy was also a potential danger to everyone around him. He would push his way into the property when the door was open. He would steal people's packages, but it's a corporation. So the fact that he had a divine right by the gods in order to steal the apartment that he was stealing, according to Jessica, is perfectly fine because, you know, it's a company, it's a corporation. And by the way, to be clear, when you build these big buildings and whatnot in the city of New York, you actually have to hold a certain number of units below market rate. So you have a lot of people who were not able to afford to live in that neighborhood. They got access to a building that was built recently, brand new building for discounted rent that allowed them to be there. But all of a sudden they had to deal with roaches and infestation, their packages being stolen, potential violence that could be inflicted upon them because he was bringing in a bunch of other crazy people. But because New York City protects the divine rights, the god tier rights of the squatters, that was just something that we had to deal with. And Jessica's trying to excuse that. She's trying to say corporate landlords, because companies are scary. Aren't companies bad? Aren't corporations bad? Not forgetting that these corporate landlords end up leasing to individuals and you have to deal with the consequences of this bad policy. So stop pretending that you're not in favor of this with single family homes, with investment properties, because you are, because that's what you're in favor of, ruining people's property rights, destroying our economy. But even in your scenario where it only applies to corporate landlords, it actually also has horrible consequences and problems for the other tenants.
I think it's just like bad for humanity to say that someone who needs a home shouldn't be allowed to occupy a vacant and entirely unused unit in the name of, look at these other situations where the squatting laws have been mishandled.
Yeah, this is one of the dumbest takes that you can possibly have. And obviously, it comes right out of the mouth of Jessica Burbank. The thing that's bad for humanity is not respecting property rights. Go look at the Human Development Index across the world, and then look at the Property Rights Index. And one of the things that you'll notice is that there's basically a one-to-one correlation with whether or not you will have a good economy, a high standard of living, and whether or not your nation protects private property rights. The more you protect it, the better off people are. And of course, the natural consequences of this policy is that people are far less likely to build additional units if those units could be taken over. So we end up with less housing supply. So then everybody else gets constricted by this situation because, again, you're taking out the incentive. You're making it cost more in order to have security, in order to protect these properties. So what's going to be the result of that? Less investment into housing, less investment into apartment buildings. If every single apartment building is a risk of a 2-year loss plus thousands upon thousands of dollars in damages that the fraudulent tenant is actually incentivized to commit against you, what do you think is going to happen to the rest of the market? Well, Jessica doesn't believe in the market, so she's just going to pretend like that's not a thing. And she's actually proposing this as a solution to homelessness, which just goes to show you how disconnected from reality she actually is.
Instead, make the process faster. Invest resources in processing cases like this and sending officers out there to document when this is happening.
So Jessica says, oh, you got to make the process faster, which is what Ron DeSantis did. If you have a squatting situation, unlike in these other states where the police can't examine documents, they can't make the determination, they have to refer this issue to the civil court, which ends up making it an almost 2-year process, depending on where you are. They actually can make that adjudication on the spot and kick somebody out as long as they're not or ever have been a legal tenant on that property. So this is exactly what DeSantis is advocating for. This is exactly the law that he put forward. Jessica's pretending she's in favor of that, but in actuality, when you read between the lines, she's completely against that.
Yeah, I absolutely support building more housing everywhere. We have an absolute housing crisis in this country in a lot of cases because it's impossible, it's difficult because of zoning and other restrictions to even build housing, and I'm totally opposed to that. There was a recent story in the New York Post about Adele Andaloro, who was, again, this was in Queens, New York City, where she had inherited a property from a deceased relative, and there were people squatting there, and she couldn't get rid of them, so then she tried to change the locks, and she was actually arrested for doing that.
So Robbie actually brings up the case that we talked about on this channel of the woman who, her parents died, they left her this property, and then these people broke into the house in the middle of the night, they changed the locks, installed a new door, and then when she tried to take back her property within the 30-day time window, the police said that they can't adjudicate it on the spot. So even though this guy didn't show a lease or anything like that,
if you own this house, you would not want her inside.
I don't own the house. I don't own this.
Exactly.
Yes.
She does.
Yes. But then once again, you should know how the law works.
I do know how it works.
There's rules to the as you got to go to court and send me to civil court.
He says he signed a lease in October, but wouldn't tell us with who.
I got proof longer than that.
Show us the proof.
Well, who are you for me to show? I showed it to cops.
Dan with Channel 7 News. If you don't want to show it, you don't want to show it.
Proof. Come here, brother. I like that.
I would like to see it.
He didn't show me a lease.
This is a bill.
A bill for work he says he had done to the house. He didn't show police a lease either.
The police department doesn't have the lease?
No.
He's got no documentation.
Just bills.
He only showed the news a bill for work that he did on the house that nobody asked him to. They ended up arresting the homeowner for changing the locks. That's the case that we're talking about. Some video, if you guys don't remember.
So, Adele, you're getting arrested right now?
I'm being arrested.
For what?
For being in my own home.
And where's your lease?
She's fighting the house. It's not her house anymore.
My deed is current and legal.
Arrested for unlawful eviction. She changed the locks on a man who claims he lives there.
Clear-cut case of somebody trying to steal property through the legal system. The guy is even saying, well, too bad, it's under contention right now, and all that. But watch how Jessica Burbank responds to this clear-cut case. And remember, she said that she's not about single-family homes taken by people. That's not what she wants. But the corporate landlords steal from them all they want. Well, here's an individual right here. And see what Jessica's going to do with this situation.
Yeah, I think it's a bad situation when it affects, you know, a family like that, when it's someone who's inherited a property. But there was some strange reporting around that where they stuck the camera in the face of the person occupying the property. And they said, you know, like, what are you doing here? And he said, she has to evict me. And you don't know what the situation was between that family that's living in the unit and the former owner before she inherited the property. Did they have some kind of legal agreement? We just don't know.
Yeah, that's right. Jessica took the side of the criminal in that particular instance because he said, you have to evict me. Now, by the way, he also said that she has to pay him for the work that he put into the house.
So how does this all end then? When do you leave?
The way it ends is either she pays me my money that I put into the house, pay me the money, and I'll leave. Or send me to court, and we deal with the judge in court. It's that simple.
That nobody asked him to because it's an extortion scheme. But she also says we don't know about the situation with the family that's in the unit, even though there is no family in the unit. That is made up by Jessica Burbank. She is lying. It's a guy, a woman, and then random other people that this guy was subleasing to that they ended up removing from the property that day. One of them they actually arrested.
And you don't know what the situation was between that family that's living in the unit and the former owner before she inherited the property.
And now she's back.
Just after wrapping up our interview, a woman showed up.
What are you doing in the house? Are you renting this house?
I'm not renting.
Why are you here?
She unlocked the front door, saw our cameras, and took off.
It's open. Let's go in the house. It's open.
Adele and her daughter, with a property deed in hand, went inside.
This is my furniture. These are my curtains.
She didn't just find her belongings inside.
There's a man sleeping right there. Get out of my house.
She found two men.
How long have you lived here?
I moved in about 2 days ago.
They've called the police on me, and I've called the locksmiths. I didn't come in illegally. The door was open.
Police started interviewing neighbors and looking for documents.
Do you have something that shows that you've been here for more than 30 days?
They took the man who told me he had been renting for 2 days out in handcuffs.
They got one out.
And escorted the other guy off the property.
You don't know what the situation was between that family that's living in the unit and the former owner before she inherited the property.
So she just made that up on the spot. We have the reports from the neighbors that they broke into the property in the middle of the night. They ended up boarding up the windows, changing all the locks, and she's pretending like there's ambiguity here.
You don't know what the situation was between that family that's living in the unit and the former owner before she inherited the property.
On top of that, she says, oh, well, we don't know. We're not sure if there was some kind of agreement with the previous owners and this woman who happened to inherit the property, as if there isn't a close connection between the two. Let me explain this to you, Jessica, as simply as possible, and everyone out there in the audience, because it's in the original news report. There's a lot of things that Jessica made up that aren't in that report, but we do know from the original news report that the previous owners were her parents. They passed away. Now, there was a tenant in the property, by the way. There was somebody living in a basement apartment, and they actually kept the property going until that person moved out on their own. He has no connection at all whatsoever to the people that are currently stealing the home from her, and honestly, brazenly stealing the home from her. No lease agreement or anything like that. But Jessica's pretending there's ambiguity and there's somehow a disconnection between the woman's parents that died, that left her the property, and this person, like, oh, there's some loose connection. Her property is still on the premises. Like, her furniture is still in this home.
This is my furniture. These are my curtains.
She didn't just find her belongings inside.
And Jessica's pretending that it just so happened that these people, who by all the accounts of the neighbors, broke in the middle of the night in early February, February 6th, are maybe that was part of the agreement. Maybe the parents said, a couple years after we die, when you decide you want to sell this home, we actually signed a contract for these criminals to break into the property and then try to move as many people in the property as possible, destroy your property, and extort you for money. Maybe that was in the original inheritance agreement, according to Jessica Burbank.
In the state of California, I was a renter. I moved into a property where the owner, it was one of these very, very large corporate landlords. This was not like a single family home owned by one or a few people. This was one of the huge conglomerates, Greystar.
So now that Jessica lied to your face, she's now pivoting to this story of her moving into this big corporate conglomerate property. And she's going to tell you the story of how disadvantaged the little guy is in that particular situation. And what you're going to find out through her telling of the story is that Jessica Burbank is actually an idiot. She's actually not smart. Brown University, what were you even thinking? Because when she gets to the end of the story and talks about how difficult it was, even in liberal California, for her to get her deposit back, you're going to realize it was actually incredibly easy for her to get her deposit back.
And I moved into the unit, and then it became very clear that there were cockroaches infesting the entire building. And so I moved out. I contacted a tenant's lawyer, and she said, well, you would have to take them to small claims court because legally they have to disclose to you if there's an ongoing infestation or something wrong with the property. They did not do that. So they owe you your deposit and your first month's rent back. I moved out after being there for 2 days. And the only option I had was to take them to small claims court. Working class people across the United States of America can't afford to lose, a security deposit, first month's rent, and then wait to go to small claims court to get it back. So as much as it seems like the laws are in the favor of tenants, they're really not, especially in cases when we have these huge corporate landlords.
The only option that she had was to go to small claims court. And just, people can't afford to go to small claims court over these issues against these big corporate conglomerates. Now, for those of you who are unaware, for those of you who have never seen an episode of Judge Judy, small claims court is something that you go to where you don't need a lawyer for, and it gets adjudicated rather quickly because the disputes are usually involving amounts lower than $5,000 or $6,000. Depending on the municipality. So what tends to happen when you take a corporation to small claims court is you basically automatically win because it will usually cost them more money to send a representative in order to argue with you. And when they don't show up to the court, you get an adjudication in your favor. On top of that, what Jessica said isn't even the whole story, because when you look up California law, what you find out is that very similar to New York, which, by the way, New York actually has a shorter period. It's 14 days. You have to return somebody's deposit within 21 days of them moving out. Now, if they do not provide you an itemized list of the damages that they're deducting from your security deposit within 21 days, then you file in small claims court. And if they didn't provide that to you, guess what? You're going to win in small claims court. So you have this multinational corporation that has to actually give you a specific notice of all the damages that they're deducting from your security deposit in order for you to actually not gain it back. So after 21 days, if they don't do that, you take them to small claims court. And if they didn't do that, you win the judgment. That's what's going on right there. Now in California, small claims court actually goes up to $10,000. Again, it depends on the jurisdiction. And you have to represent yourself in that particular situation, which again makes it more difficult when you're a multinational corporation to actually send a representative there. So this often will result in you getting your security deposit back. So Jessica's whole story about how it's so difficult and blah, 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 it's completely made up, in my opinion. I don't believe it's real. And even the option that she presented.
So as much as it seems like the laws are in the favor of tenants, they're really not, especially in cases when we have these huge corporate landlords.
Heavily, disproportionately, and overwhelmingly advantages the tenant, not the landlord, despite the picture she's trying to paint.
And I think policies like this really benefit the corporate landlords instead, in the name of, oh no, we have to help this small woman who's lost a family home she's inherited.
Now, by the way, I just want to point out to you guys, the reason she's saying over and over again that this woman inherited the home from her dead parents, this woman right here, is because communists, like Jessica Burbank, don't believe in inheritance like they don't believe in property rights. So the reason she keeps emphasizing this is she's saying she didn't earn it, that this isn't really hers to sell how she wants. Better to have thieves and criminals extort her because they earned it more often, because I'm going to pretend they're a family because I can't actually own up to what's happening. Again, Jessica, provide me evidence that this guy and his family are the ones that are staying here. These completely unrelated people are totally family. He's just with his small children, and you don't want to throw his baby child out in the street in the freezing cold winter.
I mean, if you moved in and there were cockroaches, yeah, they should absolutely just give you back your security deposit. I'm surprised they didn't do that. I've lived in, like, I don't know, 5 or 6 different apartment buildings in Washington, D.C. that have large corporate ownership. And every time I've had a problem, I usually get a refund or I get something. I've had some crazy situations of my own.
So Robbie's like, yeah, you should have got your money back. I really am surprised that you didn't. And yeah, by the way, to be clear, there's absolutely horrible corporate landlords that are out there, for sure. But in these kind of specific situations where they would have to send a representative to small claims court, chances are, if you actually follow through, if you aren't lazy, if you aren't too busy whining about the corporations, and you listen to the free taxpayer-funded advice afforded to the tenant in that situation, then you get your money back pretty easy. Again, all you have to do is understand the basics of the situation. And considering this is somebody who is talking about these issues in a political sense, knowing the first thing about these issues, just like knowing the first thing about the specific story that she's referencing, should be mandatory before you give a comment. But Jessica never comes prepared. Now look, you can compare and contrast Jessica Burbank's horrible take to somebody like Anna Kasparian, who is on the left, who is not going to be somebody who wants tenants to be absolutely crushed by the system. And even she, who doesn't like Ron DeSantis, who is a left-wing person, understands how absurd squatting has become.
So it's just a terrible situation, incredibly costly and time consuming for the legit property owners. And so I love that that issue was also addressed in this legislation. Also, the legislation makes it a first degree felony for knowingly advertising the sale or rent of a residential property without legal authority or ownership. I find so far nothing wrong with this legislation. There might be unintended consequences, and we'll address that if that arises. But I am impressed with the speed in which DeSantis did something about this. We're seeing stories out of New York and California where lawmakers are just sitting on their asses and doing nothing about it. And I think it's wrong.
And that's because people across partisan lines tend to be against the theft of people's homes and the theft of people's property. Although if you're going to find any group of people that are going to support it, obviously it's going to be people like Jessica Burbank, who vote Democrat but consider themselves far more left than the Democrats. The ultra progressives are the ones who are going to be on board for this. So let's not make any mistake about what side of the spectrum this is all coming from. But it's definitely not all of them. Most people understand that squatters in a modern context is theft 99.9% of the time. This isn't like the olden days where you would come back 7 years later to your property and people were traveling west, and it was a safe assumption to assume that if you built up this cabin, an owner would never come back because he traveled west and likely died. This is today, where people have deeds and whatnot, and you know you're taking over dwellings that are owned by people. But hey, those are just my thoughts, so let me know your thoughts down in the comments below. Do you think that you should have property rights, or should we whine about the Native Americans and say, therefore, anybody can steal anything? What do you think would happen if somebody tried to take anything from Jessica Burbank? How much would she cry, bitch, and moan about that if she was put in the situation that she's advocating for other people? I don't think she would do too hot, if we're being perfectly honest. As usual, if you like this video, then show them by leaving a like, subscribe for more content, follow me on my social medias, support me via the support links in the description of this video. This has been me talking about one of the few people who will go out in public and endorse house theft. Till next time.